I have a question.
What is your question, Leland?
The hell is a booby?
I have no worldly clue. I'm a visual learner.
if anybody out there in the audience, if any of the boys out there know the heck those are.
Does anyone know, please?
Like, what is
it? Keeps me up at night.
I've never even heard someone say a word like that before.
Yeah, I think I just made it up, actually.
Yeah, I hope so. I'd be too scared.
Was there two O's in that word? Weird.
I think it's a U with a accent.
French.
I think it's 9 different vowels strung together with no express purpose.
I thought you were about to say it's from 9 different languages.
It is.
Guess what?
Chicken butt.
I think it's
what is up, podcast and casters? Welcome to Dinner with the Boys, a podcast where everyone is dinner and everything is boys.
That was still wrong.
I know. I didn't even try. I stopped trying. I've given up. Similar
good
to my love life.
Good.
Today we are at our homes.
Mm-hmm. We do be.
And I'm here with myself. My favorite animal is lobster, and Jacob.
Mine is raccoon.
And Jonah.
I don't like animals.
Today is a very special episode where we will be. It is our 10th episode. If you don't count
one,
the one where we were like, hey, we're not going to do episode today.
3, 4, 5.
10?
10.
6, I think. 6?
No, it's 10, right?
7, 8, 9.
10.
Wait, what's the last one? What's the last one, guys?
We're doing it. Look at our fingers.
Say it all together, boys. 10.
10. I hate
us. That was awesome.
So we will be, as a 10th episode special, we'll be finally discussing the long-awaited rules of the podcast. Finally laying down some basic do's and don'ts, if you will. But first, what?
On?
Going.
I forgot to say what, so I had to add the S at the end. I got a couple of ongoings.
You
got
a couple, bro?
I got a no.
Oh. I wish I was a couple.
You're closer than me.
Kind of.
No,
no, it's just like I'm not putting any hope. Like, I don't know.
You know what? Good idea. That was a test and you passed.
Thank you.
Yes.
Dude, I wish. I haven't farted since today at work.
Since nom.
Dude, I don't know when the last time I farted was. Probably 20 minutes ago.
Oh no, it's right now. It's just open. It's just constant
gas
excretion.
Streams out forever.
All right, fine. I'll start. I got two game recommendations as my what's going on right now. One, Sea of Thieves. Jonah,
do be pop.
You had a what's going on in that you got coronavirus, which
I
was
did,
yeah,
for
literally
like 2 weeks
last week. Yes,
that was pretty cool.
On my birthday,
yeah,
I didn't get it on my birthday, but I had it.
That's so awesome, dude. I'm so happy for
it's
her.
Pretty cool. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah.
And happy for you. But that's why we did not record whatever time
for
it was.
A while.
There were 2 weeks that we missed. One was, we're gonna say, as a holiday. Honestly, we've just been down.
Yeah,
we've been in it down such a way.
It's but, been fun.
In that time, because Joan and I are close, I couldn't work either because I had been exposed. So while we were both getting tested, we both downloaded Sea of Thieves and played it. A lot.
For like 40 hours.
Yeah.
40 hours in like 1 week. 50 hours.
3 days.
Yeah. that was a good time. But if you got people to play with, that's a really fun game. We probably will be.
It's a little old now, but it just came on Steam like a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we were kind of into it.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like an old game to me at all.
It looks beautiful. Like, dude, the ocean looks beautiful.
Dude, the ocean,
it's
like
insane.
Nice.
It's like, those physics are just...
And then also, I think Jonah and I can both recommend, I've just started playing Sekiro.
It's a really good game.
That's a hard game, but I'm honestly...
So easy.
See if these... honestly, in the last month, Valorant, Sea of Thieves, and Sekiro is the most fun I've had playing games since.
Valorant?
I don't know when.
Valorant. So I got access to like the beta of Valorant. And I played one game and I was like, eh, I could take it or leave it. It's not that great. But then when it actually released, I was like, I'm going to give it another shot. So I played with Bombastic Boy Noah, who's TikTok famous. Hey, Noah, hope you're watching this. I love you.
Future guest of the podcast?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So I was okay. You're not allowed, Noah. Sorry. I was playing with him while we were discussing business. but it was the most fun I've like had in a long time. It's such a good game, and ever since that happened, I was like talking to Lee and Jonah. I was like, hey guys, we should like play Valorant. They were like, okay. And so we started playing Valorant a lot. I don't
like it very much.
You don't?
It's fine.
I think it's amazing. I love
it. No, I think it's a good game. Yeah. I just don't enjoy it that much.
Mm.
I think it's because it just feels like CSGO and you're kind of just like over CSGO at this point.
A little bit, yeah.
That makes sense. Which is fair. Yeah.
To me, I never enjoyed CSGO, really, or Overwatch. And I feel like this is just like the best of both worlds.
Yeah. I do think it's a more polished version of CSGO, basically, is how I see it.
It feels nice. Like there aren't like any cheaters.
I think that there are really some flaws in the ways that they do the heroes too, but it really is it doesn't matter that much at low level.
No.
In Valorant?
Yeah.
Oh, I disagree.
Because not everybody has equal equipment. Yeah. Like equal, not every character has the ability to get the same utility.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, as in, not everyone can get a flash, not everyone can get a smoke.
Well, obviously, yeah,
in CSGO, everyone can get a flash.
Yeah, that's where everyone's like, equalized with, like, Overwatch.
Utility, and utility is really, really powerful in a game like
yeah.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be more team-based than CSGO is.
Yeah.
Where the strategy of having somebody flash, somebody have grenades. Oh, Jonah's distracted by family.
Hi, family.
You did say that.
No, Jonah.
He said that. He said that. He just said that.
What did he say?
I have no clue.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where it looks more like Overwatch, is where like every character has its own special skills. And
it's
then,
actually it's more like League of Legends to me, where you have roles.
Which it makes sense because they made League of Legends.
Yeah, sort of.
Although it's really only kind of really one support character.
It's similar to Apex in its roles, though, where any player can do well and fight.
Yeah, which
because everyone's equalized in terms of combat abilities, but utility is where they're different.
Yeah,
right.
Speaking of only one support character, there are two new characters in the works. For Valorant, and there's gonna be one releasing over the next few weeks.
Cypher is kind of a support,
I guess. Yeah,
because doesn't his ult give vision to everyone?
I don't know what Cypher's ult does.
Yeah, I think it lets him.
His tripwire is good for everyone.
Oh, dude, tripwires are insane. Those are very good.
Cypher's the next one I'm gonna unlock for sure.
Cypher is the strongest character in defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
I concur.
Although I probably will still just mainly play Raze.
Sova for me. I love Sova.
Dude, just like jumping in. That's the thing is, somebody was complaining about me using shotguns because they're low. They're either bad or low effort. Like if they're close, you just kill. And that's why I was like, exactly. I want like to have something where I can just like launch up next to them and just
boom.
Like I want the skill to be in my my movement.
Yeah.
And then therefore the gun is kind of inconsequential.
He be walking. Dude. Ah, he's so thick. Juicy. Oh, look at him go. As he's walking, you can hear it squish. You just hear
All right. Jacob, cool. You got any guns? What's ons?
I did. Earlier today, I was like, wait, we're recording tonight. I have something going on.
Are you eating Oreos? In ice cream?
I'm not. I'm eating chips in a Toblerone.
That's pretty nice up top.
Which it didn't work because your sound didn't work. So I had to make my
own
sound.
Do your sound for him.
Yeah, you ready? That's a good sound. Well, I did have something going on. What did I have going on?
I don't know.
I literally was like, I could talk about this on the podcast. Oh, no. Yes, I remember. Okay. Everyone here knows Tom Cruise, correct?
No.
Okay. That? I've never heard of him before. No, but everyone here knows Tom Cruise and how like he always does his own stunts for his movies. But of course. Which I find really interesting. I realized why he does that is because he's a Scientologist and thinks he's immortal. Which at this point, so far he is immortal. He hasn't died yet. So who knows? But he announced his next movie. It will be filmed in space. Literally.
Oh, I thought you said it's Spain. I'm just kidding.
Literally in space. So he is teaming up with SpaceX. And they're flying like everyone out to space. And they're
mint Oreo frosting puck.
How is it detached so easily?
Oh, I broke it.
Nice.
Go on.
So Tom freaking Cruise is just gonna be in space. Like he's just gonna be floating around in space and be like, I'm acting. That's what he sounds like. And he's short too. He's really short. I just had to throw that in there. Everyone has to know. He's just really short. I was thinking. How do we know Scientology
about
isn't real
for you Europeans?
We
because
don't.
It was created for money.
But what if we are able to buy immortality with money? We don't know yet because the people who have bought it are still alive. So,
but the creator of the religion was like, "What makes the most money? Religion. I'll make my own religion and make money."
And so far, all the people who bought immortality are still alive. So, checkmate,
even if it's
atheists.
True, it doesn't matter. Even if it's true, I cannot afford it.
This actually brings up a good question.
If it's true, I hate Tom Cruise.
If you could be immortal, would you?
No.
I agree.
Well, that depends on what you mean.
So I was listening to a podcast earlier today.
Let's say that real quick for the sake of the conversation. That does not include afterlife.
Yeah. There's not like what I was listening to a podcast and they're talking about it and their like description of like
it depends
immortal
on if afterlife exists.
Was, yeah. Their description of immortal was like you can't be hurt or killed by anything except self-inflicted. So like you're able to kill yourself. So like at some point if you're like, all right, I've been here for 500 years, I'm done, this is getting boring, you can just go and you're dead. So like you're able to die but no one's able to kill you. So in that case I would. If you aren't able to die at all, no, that would suck.
If I can't die by old age either.
Yeah.
Like I want to die from. I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough.
That's really tricky, actually.
Yeah. Also, would you rather have slash no clip or slash game mode one?
We're already in game mode one.
I mean, no. Game mode one is creative.
Oh, I thought that was survival.
No, that's two. And then three is spectator.
There's no numbers anymore, though. You just
there aren't numbers
games
anymore, which I hate it. I'm so used to doing slash game mode one. No, it's game mode zero is survival, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's zero.
Yeah.
So would you rather be in slashing game mode one? Like, they're able to do slashing game mode one, slashing game mode zero whenever you want, or slash no clip whenever you want.
Okay, no clip.
But if you have game mode one, are you allowed to create any amount of any material on Earth.
Yes, yes, you are. which honestly, that's scary because you can just
get rich quick.
But no, you can't.
Also,
because you're creating matter. You're inflating everything. Although the one way you couldn't inflate was like if you made oil, and like we're like I just found an oil well in my backyard. And then you just sell oil and pretend like you aren't just grabbing it out of your inventory.
There's no oil in Minecraft. You can only make materials that exist in Minecraft.
Oh, so I can just be like, I found gold in my backyard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Except gold isn't actually that useful.
You could get leaves valuable. And put them under your underground and wait several thousand years for them to turn into oil.
You could get spawn eggs, and you could spawn a whole bunch of villagers, and you can like have them as slaves.
Somehow, I feel like that's not okay.
Wait, are you not pro slavery?
Then you could spawn in emeralds, and then just buy their stuff.
Yeah,
I mean diamonds aren't actually worth anything.
No.
Anyway, so
we only think they are. It's like the economy. It's only worth money because we think it is, and it freaks me out.
That's what gold is like, too.
That's what everything that has value is. We just think it does.
Sort of. Some things actually have real value.
They're actually valuable.
Name 60.
Michelle Obama.
Land.
Michelle Obama.
If you were in creative, Michelle you could Obama. Create infinite Michelle Obamas.
Michelle Obama times 60.
I will create many of Michelle.
I will create many Michelle.
Yeah, you could duplicate the complex proteins that are needed to create Michelle Obama.
if you're able to duplicate that, are you able to duplicate these nuts?
Yeah. I can give it the best shot.
So I could have 8 instead of 4. Dude.
At least awesome. The polysaccharides that make them up.
Polysaccharides. Okay, we're getting into territory that I don't know. So we have to move on.
Polysaccharide is actually a complex sugar.
Isn't that the guy that made Smash Brothers?
Yes.
We have a big moment here. We have been teasing this for most of this show. It is time for review.
Finally.
We have one entire review of our podcast on Apple Podcasts. If you would like to be featured on the show, it's probably not that hard. You could DM us, we'd be like, yeah, that's funny. But also you could review on Apple Podcasts this show, and we will read and review your review of this show.
Please.
So I'm going to read this to you, and I want us all to give our opinions, okay? All right. So the title: Is This the Olive Garden? The name of the reviewer is Looking for Breadsticks. It is a 5-star review.
Oh, good.
And it says, couldn't find out how to review Olive's Garden, but I found this. Would listen to this at an Olive Garden. Very nice boys. Sometimes there's dinner too. Smiley face.
First of all, I'd like
to answer the question.
Yes.
This episode is not an Olive Garden. Future episode, Olive Garden.
Future episode is Olive
Garden. It's Garden Olive.
It's the Garden of Olives.
We're
gonna do an episode in a Garden of Olives.
Right.
We're gonna do an episode in every garden. All of them.
All of the gardens.
All of the gardens.
Yeah.
Hey, Olive Garden. Hold on, shut up. Hey, I'm gonna cut this so I can tweet it at Olive Garden. I'm gonna include that. Hey, Olive Garden. Social media manager. How's your day been? I know it's rough being a social media manager. All these old people tweeting at you like, "Where are my breadsticks?" So
old people don't have Twitter.
Not yet, but once TikTok shuts down,
except
they gotta.
Donald Trump.
But anyway, Olive Garden social media manager, this podcast is epic, and please sponsor us.
Here's the thing, Olive Garden social media manager, we're not asking for much.
Mm-mm.
We would like to represent your store and advertise the enjoyment that can come from being in your establishment, your
Yep.
atmosphere, and partaking in your primary product, which is, of course, joy in the form of
Olives.
consumable goods.
And we're
If you
only gonna
eat
eat olives.
olives,
We're only gonna
if
eat
you would be so
olives.
kind, we don't need a large cash deposit,
No.
although we would accept it.
We would.
All we would ask is that you pay for the meal.
Bags of olives.
Bags of olives would actually be really funny, and
We
we
just
would
want
totally
10
support you for that.
pounds. I'll accept that. Yeah.
Payment for the meal, for each of us, and or possibly the ability, a slight extra dosage of cash to advertise
That would be
your
epic.
restaurant.
Yeah.
And we would also swear, we'd make a blood oath. We would sign an actual blood oath. We would all
Mm-hmm.
cut ourselves and leave thumbprints on a written page, and chant a mantra saying that we will only say good things about your restaurant
Yeah.
on the show.
But until then,
I will say
we
first,
will only say bad things.
right. I will. Here's just a, this is not me saying a good thing. This is just a sample of what you could get. I've been to Olive Garden one time. It was surprisingly an excellent experience. I only say surprisingly because I tend to be the person that's like, everybody talks about this, so I'll
Yeah.
probably hate it. And I was like, okay,
Olive Garden
this is
is,
pretty good. It's my
might I
dad's birthday,
say,
actually. It's when I
might
think
I
I've told
say
you.
it? Might I say
You,
it?
yeah, you might.
It's damn good.
That's just a
That
sample
should
of
be
what
your
we could
slogan,
get.
just a sample. That's a sample.
I also just realized the one time I went to all, this is a crazy coincidence. I swear I did not do this. I swear I did not. I only, my sister might have. I only have gone to Olive Garden for my dad's birthday, which is May 30th. And this review was posted May 30th this year.
No
So
way.
I think my sister might have done it. But there's no proof of that, so I have no idea.
Just realized what you're doing. Are you hitting that patty?
I'm hitting that minty fatty.
Minty.
It's just pure menthol. You just drop it on your desk?
Dropped it on my meaty thigh.
Ooh.
Oh.
No. All
Could I
right,
take a
guys.
bite? I'm
Yeah.
hungry. Okay, cool. I need protein.
Hold on.
Is
I'm
it
making.
rules time?
I'm turning my vanilla ice cream into cookies and cream by just breaking Oreo bits into it.
Nice.
But furthermore,
But
and Wadsworth,
nice.
I think it's time to get into the meat of this
I like the
podcast.
meat.
So we
Who are we,
have
Arby's?
legal.
Who are we? Are we Arby's? Who are we, Arby's? Do we got the
Yep.
meat?
We've been to Arby's, so I guess we
Yeah.
are.
It was right after this hot Sonic movie, which was this
How much is it?
year.
Weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
I really thought the
Man.
Sonic movie was gonna be the biggest thing of 2020, but
And
boy,
so
was I
far it
right.
is. Yeah. Nothing else has happened. Nothing else
Yeah,
of importance has
right
happened.
here.
Yeah.
Spread is honestly kind of
Whew.
Nothing else can go faster than the speed of sound.
nothing else cool has happened, so
Nothing else can reach those speeds.
No.
all right, guys. We have we I think we're aiming for about 10 rules ish, give or take.
Okay.
I have
Each.
no. Let's just go around clockwise. Jacob,
Okay.
what is the orientation of us in on your screen?
You are top. You're over here. You're top left. I'm top right, and Jonah's beneath us in the middle.
Okay, good. Same. I imagine it's probably different for Jonah because he's not a bottom, but we're gonna go through that way. I'll start and then we'll go around.
Okay.
It's the same for me. I'm actually gonna say the first two that I have because they are actual foundational rules that we have to establish as soon
Okay.
as possible. Rule number one, any guest or host must be a boy. Now, important disclaimer here, you can be a
Everyone
girl
is
and a
boys.
boy. As I say every intro, something
Anything
that
is
includes
boys.
boys and girls and everyone
Anything
included.
is boys and everyone is food and we
Yep.
all eat.
Yep.
Right.
That's
If
our new
you are
mantra.
someone worth
And
loving,
we all eat.
I'd say you count as a boy as a term regarding anybody, that you love or is worth loving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
So that's just important.
I agree. Jonah. Yeah. Okay, we got as far out as you can. I agree.
This is the sign of our podcast. Both hands is a bit of a dream.
Yeah, I don't like both hands.
All right. Second rule. Any guest or host must be eating dinner for some duration of the podcast. Mm-hmm. However, just as boys can be anyone, dinner can be anything. What's that? You're still digesting the words that has been thrown around. If you're digesting, you've been eating. That's dinner.
Mm-hmm. I'm digesting dinner, baby. Grapes right now.
Grapes? That's going to make you poop.
Yeah, I'm feeling it already.
I'm currently about it.
I am also feeling it. I mean chips.
Watch Whoa. This, guys.
Yeah, I know, right?
What kind?
They are salt and pepper kettle cooked.
Oh, those are good.
These are,
those are
really
good.
Amazing chips.
And good choice.
I ate one of them and it had a Here's hair in it. So now every single one I eat, I have to look at to make sure it doesn't have a hair in it. So that's pretty cool.
All right, Jacob, what is the first rule that you have for us?
Well, boy, do I got a doozy for you. Where do I keep the rules? Where do I keep them? They gotta be around here somewhere. Hey George. You know any rules, George? George, hold on. Okay. Rule number three. George. That's it. Just.
That's what he told you?
I went over and asked him for a rule, and he just said George. So, I think that's the only. I think he's like a Pokemon. He can only say his name.
Oh yeah. Has anyone ever heard George say anything other than?
I've never heard George Bush talk except right there.
I've never heard him say anything but George and George Bush.
Yeah.
And sometimes
W. and then every so often I did 9/11, but you know,
every so often H.
That's it. It's not W, it's W.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's important difference. Yeah. All right, Jonah, what's your the fourth rule here?
Okay, rule number four. I call it Sharpie Harpy. Every time that we talk about politics, we have to draw a harpy with a Sharpie as best as we can.
Did you just make that up?
Don't ask me any questions.
And we talk about politics. We must draw a heartbeat.
Politics and or Joe Biden.
Always Joe.
All right. Well, I feel like that is a right there constitutes us talking about that. So
okay.
I got a Sharpie. The only thing I can draw on is my skin.
Okay.
A harpy is like a small winged creature, right?
It's like a winged humanoid, kind of like this.
Okay.
Well, you might not be able to see mine because I only have this Sharpie. As you can see, it is Sharpie's brand, but it's the fine tip.
It looks a lot like mine.
I can't see it.
I literally can't see anything.
Blank paper.
Oh, wait. It started to. Super low quality.
Oh.
Really cannot see
it. Yeah, I cannot see that. Oh.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. Nice.
That's a good rule. I like that one.
I like that rule.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, I don't care if it's out of focus. Sorry about it. Rule number five. Time and space must continue to exist while recording the podcast. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Yeah. There's no time. Okay.
Yeah.
No space. There's no podcast. Amen. Here's why.
Boys live in time.
Food live in space. Dinner lives in space.
No. Here's why.
I agree.
No, no, no.
It wouldn't happen if neither of those things existed.
Here's why. This is why. I hate you. Here's why.
I hate you. Wait, look, guys.
They're doing it wrong.
No, that's right. Oh, wait. What thing? Oh, yeah. Hey,
no, it's not. Oh, wait.
Wait.
No, how did it's you... index.
Yeah, it's oh, index. Yeah.
That looks like your pinky.
And for our audio listeners, we are saying penis in sign language.
Yeah, we're that allegedly.
Allegedly, no one knows. So I have rule number six.
I feel like nobody who's deaf is gonna watch this show, so no one is going to actually get
this. True.
Okay. Unless we already said it, but
I don't know. Yeah. Alita might actually.
She
watch. Does she watch?
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
Oh, cool.
Hi, Alita. He just said penis.
Hi, Alita. Maybe.
So okay. Here's rule number six. Slaying of Bigfoot is to be a felony and punishable by 5 years in prison. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Yeah. So if you kill Bigfoot, it's a felony, and you go to jail for 5 years.
But like,
honestly, I feel like that doesn't need to be said, but I'm glad somebody.
Yeah, I'm just glad someone's so brave.
You know, there's gonna be some insane maniac who doesn't.
So they're so insane.
And so everyone should know. Hey, I'm not gonna kill Bigfoot.
Whoa, airplane food.
Okay,
hit us.
Rule number seven is, if anybody puts on chapstick, everyone has to put on chapstick.
No, don't do it. No, I don't have chapstick. All they have is this hydrocortisone.
Oh, please.
It works.
I got chapstick. I got chapstick. Wait, here, Lee. Here. There we go.
Oh, you literally smooched it. It's a smudge on your camera.
It's the chapstick.
Yeah, it's which, I, a little bit. Yeah.
Have you realized why that when you say chapstick, it sounds like you're saying chaps dick, and now I cannot not reason, hear that.
It's the same reason that why I never can say I like fish sticks.
Do you like fish dicks?
I love fish sticks.
I love chapped dicks. Wait, that's the
that's
wrong
why
word.
I don't actually know if this is the reason, but in England they call them fish fingers.
Oh,
I'm like hurting my face. I don't know if you guys can hear that. That was like really
I
loud
hear
to
it.
Me.
That was funny.
Good rule. All right, next rule. What is that? Eight.
Yes.
Okay. No host may ever deny an monkey or ape if they request to be an host or guest on podcast.
Yes, amen. I agree.
I want to reiterate because
Sugriva.
I think some people missed
Sugriva.
The importance of this. Okay. No host may. I realize I wrote. No host may never deny an monkey or ape if they request to be an host. Or guest on podcast. So just to be really clear here.
Oh yeah, really.
Monkey,
clear.
Ape, wanna be a guest or host? Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Simple as that. Simple as that. Wait, yeah, I guess I missed simple 10 rules. Episode 10. I just realized. Dude, we've been doing this.
Too. I just realized when you said it.
Okay. I have rule number 9.
Please.
No catastrophes.
Too late.
No catastrophes. I looked down at my phone and saw the word catastrophe, and I was like, no, none of those. Mm-mm.
None of those in my podcast.
Not in my podcast. Unless it's caused by George W. Bush.
Jonah, if you don't have a 10th rule already queued up, then I actually think I have the proper rule ready.
Did you take off your shoe?
I
Here.
have something, but we might want to use your rule.
Here, you say yours,
Take
and
off
I'll say
my
mine, and then
shoe.
we'll vote on whose rule should be
Hey guys, I'm gonna
Okay.
take off
the
my shoe.
official
You
10th
ready?
rule.
Rule 10.
I took off my shoe.
Rule 10. Grill ticket. Taker 0. Order 466410. Plate. White rice dash half R2. White rice dash half R2. Orange chicken. Broccoli beef.
Oh.
Plate. Rice. Fried rice dash half R2 R1.
Is this Panda Express?
Fried rice dash 2 half dash half R1. Orange chicken. Mushroom chicken.
Yep, keep going. Keep going.
It's Panda. Yeah, it's a
I
Panda
knew, dude,
Express.
I want Panda Express so bad now. I hate you.
Was that the full receipt?
Yeah, that was the full first, like, front part that shows all
Okay.
of the order. Yeah.
Well, I gotta say, I'm really impressed. That was a really good rule. I'm really proud of
Thank
you.
you.
Yep. I concur.
Oh, one of my Pokemon Go eggs is about to hatch.
That's more important than the podcast. You
So,
gotta hatch it.
I don't know. We may have to have 11 rules here then, because I think so. My rule 10 was
That's what we order
make the object.
if we ever go to Panda Express.
Yeah, we have to. We have to go to Panda Express and get exactly that. Save that receipt.
Yeah, we have to read it out loud to them.
Yeah.
This is the receipt.
So my rule number 10 was going to be, if the
Bro,
option
I got a
presents itself.
Voltorb.
Excuse me, sir.
Dude, he got a
Actually, that's
Voltorb.
kind of cool, dude. I want it. I kind of want that.
Oh,
That's kind of
dude.
cool,
It
dude,
looks like
to be
my
honest.
balls. But only one of them.
All right, listen. Rule number 10B. If the option presents itself and the surrounding company feels appropriate, pants must be removed.
Pants.
He's working on it.
He's taking him a while.
Oh, that's a sign of a
Too
good
much.
pant.
But underwear must stay on, or it'll cause a catastrophe, and none of
Oh,
those.
catastrophes. All right. Now we are no longer panted. All right, guys.
This won't
Let me
wait.
say
This
like.
won't work if we start going back
Oh,
to
no.
restaurants. That's why I said if the opportunity presents itself and the
Okay.
surrounding
Oh,
company seem to
and it
accept things.
always will present itself in an Olive Garden.
I hope they don't listen to the full episode and
Oh,
only
please
the
no.
cut
Please
clip.
no.
Hold on, guys. My Pokemon Go is loading. I'm gonna see what I can get.
I think the last half hour of this podcast just be us playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, dude, my egg is hatching. Let's watch together.
Dude.
Come on. Jonah, Jonah, Jonah.
Oh, what is it? Oh, he's a
Carabasse,
little piece of
Carabasse,
shit.
Carablast. I
No,
hate
I like.
those.
I like the evolution.
I don't remember, actually. Bro, what if we actually all just play Pokemon Go for the next like 20 minutes?
That would be really funny. I don't
How
have
long
Pokemon
are we
Go.
at?
We are at 38 minutes. We're a bit early.
All
So,
right.
if you actually, I
How
have
long do
a
we usually go?
like
40
an
minutes?
hour.
No, we usually go
Oh.
an hour.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this. I don't mind if we are sh short
Yeah.
sometimes.
It don't hurt.
I think that
Easier to edit.
it's easier to edit, and also I think it would help build that audience. And then if we
Yeah.
find that the audience is sort of like, I want more,
Yeah.
easily just record longer or
Now,
record more often if they're shorter, much more easy.
like, dude, I gotta shop it.
No way.
Whoa, why don't you shut the heck up?
Now, I do have a short story, regarding a receipt, which you reminded me, Jonah.
Okay.
Pray, do tell. Those are two different things.
Dear
Pray.
God,
Yes.
dear God. Okay.
Pray and tell God about it, but pretend you're telling us.
Okay. All right, guys, I'll be right back. Okay. So I went to Publix on Thursday night.
Okay.
Because I wanted a yerba mate, which is
Still
only
haven't tried
in
that.
Publix around here. Orange Exuberance is the best flavor. It's so good. I've had three this week. They're kind of expensive. That was like $9 for three. Eee. Awooga. But I went because I do it every so often as a treat because I was like, it's expensive, but it's good. Right. And it's protein, which is surprising.
It is, kind of.
Yeah. So I went and I got my Orange Exuberance yerba mate. Shout out to Woe Kenny and Zach Fox for introducing me to yerba mate. I exited the aisle, and directly like out of the aisle is a checkout lane. It was empty, and the cashier was standing at the end of the lane looking for someone to come to her lane. So I went to her lane and I said, "Hello, madam, here's my yerba mate." And she said, "What's a yerba mate?"
Thanks for the yerba mate.
So I was like, it's like this fermented tea, I think it's fermented.
No.
Is it not fermented? It might just be tea.
It's not even tea, it's like a different thing.
Yerba mate is a type of tea. It's a plant that's used to make tea.
It's made differently than tea is usually made, though. Whenever it's an Argentinian,
Argentinian. Dude, Jinx, you owe me massage.
They drink yerba mate instead of coffee.
In Argentina, it's basically. So good. It is amazing. So I explained to her what it was, and she was like, "Oh, I've never seen that before." And I was like, "Yeah, you can only get it here around here in like L.A. and New York. It's everywhere, but like." In the South, it's, like, only at Publix. So I was like, yeah, I come here and get it. And I paid for my stuff, and I left.
Cool story.
No, I was going to pretend like that was it, because that would be really funny. But, no, I went to my car, and I was like, you know what? That cashier was really cute, and she had really pretty eyes. And she seemed happy to talk to me. I was happy to talk to her. So I went to my car and I was like, if there's a pen in my car, I will write my name and number and my Snapchat on my receipt and I'll go back in and give it to her. So I went back to my car. I don't ever keep. Oh, okay. Never mind. Okay. No, that didn't happen. Mm-mm.
I mean,
I don't ever keep a pen in my car. I don't ever keep a pen with me. Like,
what could have happened?
And so I went in my car and I looked over and I opened my glove box and there was a Sharpie in my glove box. He just died. I just killed him. He's dead. Oh, I can see his head.
Guys, I'm down here. Don't let the viewers know that.
Okay, I won't let them know.
Keep telling your story. You're resurrecting me.
So I wrote my snap and my name and number down and I went back in. And of course, when I went back in, there's a line at her register. So I got in line, and I waited. Then I got up to her, and I said, "Hey."
How many people were in the line?
Three in front of me.
How many of them were women?
None of them.
What the?
Hey, wait, can you guys hold the line for me? I got to go poop.
Dude, no, just wait like
just a few minutes, and then we're going to end
just
it after
put
this.
Put a cork in it, dude.
Yeah, just a
being
put a cork in your butt.
Your hole of your butt.
But so I got to the cash register and I said, "Hey," and she went, "Hey, it's you again." And I said, "It is." I said, "Hey, I don't
know." No, it's not.
I said, "No, it's not me." I said, "Hey, I don't do this. I haven't ever done this before, but here's my name and number. If you want to text me sometime." And she was like, "Wait, really?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Hold on."
No.
Yeah. And she said, "Hold on. I'm going to text you right now." And she pulled out her phone and texted me right then so like I would have her number.
I'm revived.
Oh, he's alive again. I'm glad he missed he missed the rest of that story.
Yeah, what happened?
I'll never tell. But anyway, then she added me on Snap and we've been talking for a few days. And we're tomorrow night we're gonna have a FaceTime date because of Corona. But she's really cool. She used to be homeless. I'm not gonna say too much about her because I don't know.
Did she used to be homeless?
She used to be homeschooled. I was homeschooled. So I was like, "Oh, cool."
Hey, can we kick Jacob off the podcast? He was homeschooled.
So anyways, yeah, yerba mate is pretty good.
The moral of the story is yerba mate is pretty good.
The moral of the story is yerba mate might get you a girlfriend.
The moral of the story is, man, do I love yerba mate.
So, Mr. Mate, if you would please sponsor us as well.
Yerba mate, I will personally walk up to your door, knock on it, and I will kiss you on the lips.
Oh, nice.
That's it.
There's someone named Yerba Mate in the world.
You can check on that like name, like.
Yeah, that it's inaccurate.
No, but it's funny.
I looked up myself. It said there was one person with my name.
I mean, they're not wrong. Not true. No, they're. I mean, are you not a person? Boom.
No, but there's only one. I actually know for a fact that there is at least two in the U.S.
How do you know you didn't kill them? You gotta kill them. There can only be one.
Does that include your middle name?
I didn't use. It doesn't have a middle name thing.
Yeah, I actually found there are two people with my name.
Even if I didn't like. It's a statistical.
Yeah.
It bases it on statistics. It's not
like actual like databases.
Yeah, it's not an actual database of name.
But so there are, it says
there are a million people in the U.S. with first name.
A million? Oh.
That makes sense. That's probably about right.
It says about 1,000 people with my.
That sounds right. My first
name. Statistically, that makes sense. They're both pretty common names.
There are at least two other people that I know of with my name, and they're both really famous. I'm not gonna say it, but like one is a state senator, and one is a TikTok star. And I'm like, wow, what am I doing with my life? Hosting this dumbass podcast.
Yeah. Evidently, there is a. What? A humble graphic designer with my name. And an aerial performer. And I know there's like a soccer player.
Huh. I have an idea.
A YouTube channel with my name.
I have an idea for a future podcast in the distant future. Each of us need to have an episode. Yeah. But besides that, each of us need to have an episode.
Where holographic food is invented, where
we find as many people with our names as possible, and have them all on the podcast, and then have a fight to the death. Maybe, I mean, who knows? I mean, I could beat up anyone else named my name.
Here's how we do it. Okay,
we
get all of the people that have our name, and we have like so all the people named Jacob. We'll all fight and until there's only one winner left. And that person will be your representative of your name.
Oh, yeah.
And Jonah and I will do the same thing. And then we will each have our representatives fight. And whoever wins gets a free gift card to Denny's.
So that's one hell of an idea.
Okay, I have one question.
Is it about your poop?
Now, where is the Denny's card gonna come from?
Oh, we'll call.
God
we'll
knows.
Call Mr. Denny,
so. We'll call Denny.
We'll call Denny. We'll
call Denny up. Say, hey, we're having a bloodbath. We need a Denny's gift card.
Hey, Denny. We need a gift card.
Yeah, I need a card. All right, cool. Oh, okay.
It's only
no problem.
It's only.
He said he can't give me one today.
It's only gonna be for 50 cents, though. Only enough for a cup of coffee.
Let me give it a shot. Yeah, Denny. Oh, okay. He said I couldn't either.
Hold on.
He's like, yeah.
Let me hey, Jonah, yeah, give it a shot. Let me give it a shot. Oh wait, before I do that, I have a voicemail. What's this?
Hey man.
Cut out, Jacob.
You can hear me.
Looks like you do have what it takes to be part of the club, so give me a call back if that's...
You can hear in the recording.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That. Hold on. I'm gonna restart. Oh shoot. Okay.
Hey man, this is Dave calling from the Big Penis Club. Just wanted to let you know we went over your measurements. It looks like you do have what it takes to be part of the club. So give me a call back if that's still something you're interested in, and we can discuss the details. Thanks.
Oh, I need to call him back. Hold on, let me call him back. Hey,
Jacob's got to call him back. Yep. So I think we need to wrap this up. Jonah's got to poop. I want to play Sekiro more.
Never mind, the
gang. All right, so thank you so much for listening and or watching. Make sure if you I think we should cut it on how big.
Yeah, we should.
I thought everything else I said was like mouth. I said,
it just implies that you weren't talking the whole time. You were just